Oasis Audio presents When Your Parent Becomes Your Child by Ken Abraham. Read for you by Tim Lundeen. Chapter 1. The Men in White Suits. How is it possible to lose a loved one while he or she is still living, still sitting right in front of you, talking with you, smiling at you? And yet, the person you have known and loved for years is somehow gone. You observe the subtle quirks and idiosyncrasies that are occurring with ever-increasing frequency. Yet you are oblivious to the truth, that you are not dealing with the obstinacies or unintentional offenses of an elderly person. You are facing a devastating disease and possess few tools with which to fight it. Others noticed the changes in my mom before I did. Dave Saunders, a friend who attends the same church as our family, observed Mom shuffling across the atrium toward the main sanctuary. "Did something happen to your mom?" "No. What do you mean?" "She seems to be moving much more slowly than when she was here visiting the last time," Dave observed. "Yeah, she's slowing down a step or two," I agreed. I hadn't really noticed the difference that much, since it was such a gradual process. But others who had not been around Mom could tell that she had changed. That was my first clue that something wasn't right. Mom's demeanor should have piqued my suspicions after the 13th phone call, all in the same morning, but I was oblivious to her true condition. She didn't really need anything, she just wanted to say hello, which she had done in calls number 1.